So what does a consultant actually do? We've discussed on the show the high-level objectives of a consultancy, so solving those big strategic questions that your client might have, or in the case of a due diligence project, trying to assess the competitiveness of a certain acquisition. But what does that mean for a day-to-day basis?
Welcome to Secrets of the City, the show where we uncover the stories behind the people who work in the highly lucrative yet enigmatic jobs of the City of London. I'm your host, Ayush Santalia.
Now, just for a bit of context on this episode, I'll be talking about what the day-to-day of an associate consultant looks like, which is the job that I've been doing for the last 2 years. That day-to-day is very different from what a manager or a project lead would be doing, and that in itself is very different from what a partner or an associate partner would be doing. So the progression of what you're doing in a consultancy varies by quite a lot, and at some point on the show, I'll be speaking to managers and partners to try and get some of their insights as to what their day-to-day looks like. Before today, I'll talk to you about what an associate consultant does. One of the first questions that people have for me when I tell them I'm in consulting is my hours. And I think on average, I probably do about 50 to 55 hours a week. And practically what that means is about 11 to 12 hours a day during kind of Monday to Thursday, and then 9 to 5 on a Friday. So usually I'll start around about 9 or 9:30, and then I'll finish at somewhere between 8 and 9 on average. Of course, consulting is a very cyclical business. So when you're near a big deadline, you might end up working a bit later, 9 to 10, 9 to 11. But if you're a bit further out from a deadline or it's a relatively relaxed phase of the project, you could be working as simple hours as 9 to 6 or 9 to 7. So it does vary by quite a lot, but on average, it's about 11 to 12 hours a day. So what am I actually doing in those 50 to 55 hours a week? Well, to prepare for this episode, I got up my calendar from a couple months ago for a project that I was on. And this was a due diligence project for a media publishing house in the UK that was looking to acquire another magazine. And so my day began, as I said, around about 9:30. And it started with a junior team catch-up. This was a 15-minute catch-up where effectively all the associate consultants, and the project manager, the day-to-day project manager, we got together and we just discussed anything that we'd seen interesting in the last day, what our plan was for the rest of the day, and if there was anything in our way that was stopping us from doing our work. So meeting that needed to be set up, or if we're waiting on some data from the client, that someone else in the team could try and help unblock for us. So we started with that, and then straight after that, I had a one-on-one catch-up with my direct manager. And this was to discuss a bit more detail around my specific module. So in this instance, I was in charge of the analysis for a survey that we had run. We'd run a survey of about 2,000 customers to understand their behaviors, what kinds of things they look for in a magazine, some of the views about competitors as well, so comparing kind of performance of different companies. And this is just to help us really get under the skin of a customer and try and figure out what it is that they really want. So that was the module that I was in charge of. And in my one-on-one catch-up with my manager, we basically discussed the details of what I was going to be doing again for the rest of the day, but more specific kind of micro questions like what bits of analysis I'm going to be focusing on, what specific slides do we want to create, any questions I had in terms of, you know, was I unsure about how to do a specific bit of analysis in Excel, or, you know, how does my part of the project link up with other parts of the project? So it's a bit more of a down into the detailed discussion with my manager about any problems that I have. And that can normally last, again, anywhere between 15 minutes or 30 minutes, depending on how advanced you are in your module. And, you know, earlier on in the project, I might have a few more questions about what I have to do. And then later on in the project, it's much more kind of business as usual. Around about 10:30, I was then done with my morning meetings. And then I had a couple hours by myself to basically progress on my work. And if I had to describe consultants' kind of work, day-to-day work, in two words, those words would be Excel and PowerPoint. Excel and PowerPoint really are the bedrock of anything that you do in management consulting. So normally you have to do some analysis on Excel, and then you have to convert that into slides, and then those slides are what you end up presenting to the client at the end of the project. And so the same applied here. So for the next couple hours, my job was to continue to analyze the survey. So I'd kind of gotten these 2,000 responses in a big Excel file. I had to go through each of the responses, try and amalgamate them together, figure out what they were telling us, try and look at different ways of cutting the survey data. So for example, maybe people who are slightly older tend to exhibit different behaviors from people who are younger. And so it's all about trying to figure out what the data from the survey is telling us. So spend a bit of time trying to figure out that analysis and continuing to do that analysis. And then I had to put some of that onto slides. So obviously when you're presenting to the client, you're not going to be presenting to them, you know, lots of different Excels that I've done and then that someone else on the team has done, etc. You want to present them one coherent deck. And so I then have to convert all of my analysis on Excel into slides. And that took me to around about lunchtime. And then I grabbed a bit of lunch. And then at 2 o'clock, I had a team meeting. So the team meeting is slightly different from the catch-ups that we had in the morning in that this involves the entire project. So all the way from kind of the junior team who we discussed before, but also the senior team. And this is now we're involving in the partners. So two or three partners, depending on what project you're on. Also associate partners that might be involved with the project. And we basically use a team meeting as a brainstorm session to decide as a group about specific recommendations we might have, what we really think the crux of the problem is that we've been asked to solve, etc. And hopefully as a group, we're able to come to a much better solution than if one person was just to try and come up with a solution by themselves. And the second half of the team meeting was focused on the survey analysis that I had done. And so in this case, what I did is I presented the slides that I had made in the morning and also the slides that I made a couple days ago. And I talked them through with the partner. So effectively, beginning with kind of me just talking through the slides, but then also what happens inevitably is the partners will have a specific question about a specific bit of data. The manager might have a question as well, and it ends up becoming more of a free-flowing discussion. And then from there, you start to develop ideas and start to really brainstorm what the answer to the question might be. And then in the last part of the team meeting today, we discussed some tactics for a client meeting that we had coming up that evening. And this was involving everything from the story that we were going to tell the client in terms of the actual answer and the bits of data that were backing that up, but also things like who was going to be presenting, specifically what slides were we going to be presenting. And so it's really trying to make sure that that meeting goes well, because of course these client meetings are the set piece meetings that we are often working towards in a consulting project. We then had, after the team meeting, had an hour again to kind of continue to refine the slides that we'd been making, maybe do a bit of further last minute analysis that might have been required before the client meeting. And then at 4:30, we had the client meeting. I was presenting my work directly to the client on the survey that I'd been doing. So that was quite an exciting experience for me to be able to do that. Obviously, the start of the client meeting was talking to the managers, talking to the partners, really trying to understand what we've been up to in the last few weeks, giving some high level overviews of what the answer is going to be. And then we dived into the detail and I was able to talk for about 20 minutes in this case about the survey analysis, what we'd been learning about the customer. So for example, in this case, we found out that the customer isn't very price sensitive and that they tend to only subscribe to this magazine for short periods of time. So I was explaining that to the client and then they would ask us questions. And again, it would become a very back and forth discussion. Not quite, I'd say, as open as a team meeting. It's a little bit more guarded because, of course, we're trying to impress the client and trying to really show them a polished answer. But at the same time, we have to make sure that we're taking on board any feedback that they might have and answering any questions that they will have for us based off of the analysis. So the client meeting lasted, in this case, 2 hours. And at 6:30, we finished that off. In this case, this was actually the end of my day. So days that you have client meetings, often the days tend to end early because you want a bit of a breather. And the couple nights before have been a bit more intense in terms of trying to get the presentation out and the analysis out in preparation for that meeting. If it was a day where I didn't have a client meeting, at the end of the day, what I would normally have would be maybe another one-on-one catch up with my manager to kind of update him or her on what I'd achieved that day and any new findings that had been coming out of my analysis. And then, of course, if you're in the office, you'd also have some time to get dinner together as a team and you can kind of discuss, hopefully, things outside the project context, but inevitably you'll end up discussing certain things about the project as well. And then you might have a couple hours at the end of the day as well to continue working on your analysis, on Excel, working on your presentation. And often, in fact, the evenings are the time where you can really get a lot of the work done in consulting because, as you've probably seen, the mornings tend to be very meeting heavy, so team meetings or one-on-one catch-ups or client meetings, etc. So that is a very quick overview of the day-to-day life of an associate consultant. It is worth mentioning that I think the best way to actually learn about what a consultant does is to do an internship. But hopefully, if you don't have the opportunity to do that, this is a good overview of generally what a consultant would do on a day-to-day basis and will help you make more of a decision as to whether or not consulting is for you. So thanks again for listening in. I hope this was helpful and see you next time.